You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
From Minnesota Public Radio. So we have here Claude and...
Laurel Riedel, and we live in South Minneapolis. Claude is a stained glass artist. Polly Carlson Voiles wrote this amazing book, Big Yellow, Firefighting Superstar. Her friend and colleague, Concy Powell, did a fantastic job of illustrating. And they both live up in Ely and love the outdoors. And they helped write this story about...
And we were there.
Yes. As Walter Cronkite would say, and we were there. I think it was about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit more than that. It's been a while.
And we were camping on Trout Lake and heard the roar of this huge yellow airplane to come put out a fire, forest fire that was going, we saw erupting across the lake from us. And we rushed over to the shoreline to watch it scoop up the water many times.
And it just filled up the whole water space in front of our campsite, you know, scooping and lifting ever so heavy over the trees each time. I don't know, I felt like a little kid being very entertained.
Right.
And then, of course, Polly is a writer, and so we immediately were talking about, oh my gosh, you have to write a story about this. Kids will love this. Here we are loving it as grown-ups.
And the name Big Yellow came up immediately for us. It was just, that's who it was, who this plane was, and it's been that way ever since. And
right.
Yeah.
One of the things that I love about Polly's writing is there's the story that kids can enjoy, and then there's the glossary at the back that tells some of the facts. And we have grandkids that are 7 and 10, so they can really get into that at their age, like, how do you build this plane? What happens with forest fires? So that's just a nice addition to the story.
Hoped for Polly to write this book for many years, and so we're so gratified that, you know, it's out there now.
Hi, my name's Lisa Berg. I'm a visual artist, and I live in New London, Minnesota.
My name is Andrew Nordin, living in New London, Minnesota as well.
So recently, Andrew and I were on a road trip to Park Rabbits, where we got to stop in the Nemeth Art Center to see the new T.L. Soline show. T.L. Soline makes large-scale paintings, and Andy, you have to explain the work.
He's most known as a Wisconsin artist, but he was raised in Minnesota. As a painter myself, it's interesting to see an exhibit in which it's an artist that's so entrenched in thinking about the history of painting and the dialogue with past painters, both contemporary, modern, and from historical periods.
After you move through and get engrossed in those really large scale pieces was this small painting in a smaller gallery called Lou, 1968. And for this one, it just really tapped into the power of his work. And it's completely absurd. It's emotionally compelling and charged. It's filled with this humor and pain and narcissism. Everything's just super exaggerated, and it just feels like the zeitgeist for our experience.
And I think that what you kind of miss, because of all the drama that sucks you in and the compositions that are happening, is that T.L. Soline is really a very good colorist as well. And there's actually some subtle moments in some of the smaller pieces that I found myself kind of stuck on, just how he was playing with yellow. T.L. Soline's exhibit, See the Sky, is up until July 17th at the Nemeth Art Center.
I want to talk about the Nemeth Art Center. It's a really outstanding facility that's just presents work beautifully, and it's a gem where you don't expect to see it, and you should always make an effort to go to places like this.